Okay, Shabbat Tov. We're in Parak Zayin Hilchos Yumim Chalitza. We'll lift up halacha. Excuse me, halacha Ches. Okay, so he's continuing on with these complex cases of brothers marrying sisters. Actually, in halacha Tes, I have a good diagram to help out with some of these cases. But for now, we're talking about brothers marrying sisters. So in this case, excuse me, right, not two brothers marrying two sisters. So in this case, halacha Ches, Echa min yamin shekidesh achos yivimto. Let's say you have a situation where one of the brothers of the deceased, okay, or is Mekadesh, does kiddushin to the sister of the Yavam, meaning the sister of the woman that the Yavam is supposed to marry. So Omrim lo, so we say to this guy, Hamtain, give it a break, hold up. The Al Tigar Shena, the Al Tisena, don't divorce anybody, don't marry anybody. Ad Shi Yavavim Achicha, right, until your brother performs Yavam. O Yachlos Liyama. Or until chalitza is done under the woman who's chayef to have chalitza done to, zu hazakuka l'kulcham, the one that is obligated for you guys to yivam to. Now, chalasa echav o yavma, right? O shemesa yavma. So let's say, what it called? Let's say the brother does do chalitza to the yavama, or let's say she dies, okay? Harez yichno sarusaso. Then the other brother can go ahead and marry the woman he, what it called, wants to marry. Now, mesav, mesu echav kulam. Let's say what it called. All the brothers die, right? Moti sarusaso beget vivimto bechalitza. Okay, so if all this guy's brothers die, then he must actually divorce the woman, okay, and then go ahead and do chalitza or yibam. Bein mesa rusaso. Let's say the woman that he was mekadesh to dies. Bein shemesa kodem misasachin, bein shemesa achar misasachin. Whether she died before the other brothers died or after. Chazra yavama lahatira. Now the yavama is free to go. Is permitted. She can either engage in chalitza or yivam. Okay, let's for the next case. Let's turn over now. 1 second to a different picture. Hold on 1 second. I'll get it up. And here we go. Okay, these diagrams actually are very helpful as we get more and more complicated.
It's let's say, I don't hear anything.
I don't know.
No one else
is. Okay. All right, so in this case here, okay, in fact, the guy here explains it beautifully. Okay, so you have Reuven, okay, Shimon, and Levi, okay? Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are obviously brothers, okay? And Chagla and Milcah are sisters, okay? So Reuven is married to Chagla, right, and Tamar, okay? So Chagla, sister to Milcah, Tamar, sister-in-law to Milcah. Shimon's married to Milcah, who's sister of Chagla, and to Miriam. So Miriam would be also sister-in-law to Chagla and vice versa. And Levi right now has, let's say, nobody. So in this case here, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are brothers. Chagla and Milcah are sisters. And Mace Reuven and Mace Shimon, then Nuflin and Shosayim, and Sarasayim, lifting Levi. So what happens? Reuven dies and Shimon dies. Now what happens is, now you have four women all show up, so to speak, at Levi's doorstep for Yibum. But keep in mind that, what it called, you have the issue of Ashes Ach. By Milcah and what it called? Well, you see in the second one, the Rambam's cases. So basically, the case is that all the wives, all four, both the sisters and the other wives, all fall in Levi's lap. So that's going to be the case in what it called in Halacha Tes. Okay, so the Rambam says, hold on, as follows. He says, okay, Shlosha Achin. Okay, so you have three brothers. Shnai Mehen Nisun L'Shtei Achayos. So Reuben and Shimon are married to sisters. And Sarah. And Reuben and Shimon also have a second wife on top of the sisters they're married to. Umesu han nisuin es ha'achayos. Okay. So what happens? So the brothers married to the sisters die. The nuflu achayos v'sarasayin, the yibum, right? And now they fall into what it called the Levi's lap. Now, im chalatz l'tzaro. So if Levi does chalitza to the non-sister wives, niftu achayos, then the achayos are Potter as well from Yibam. Avaim chalatz l'achayos, but let's say he did chalitza to the sister, the wives were sisters, lo niftiru tzarasayin. The other wives are not off the hook, ad shi chalatzu tzaro. So separate chalitza would have to be done for them. So again, in this case here, if he did chalitza to the tzaros first, if he did chalitza to the non-sister wives, right, that automatically gets the sister wives off the hook. But if he went ahead and did chalitza to the sister wives, he does not get the non-sister wives off the hook. Why? Right, we've seen this before. The chalitza for the sister, the wives that are sisters, is not considered a superior type of chalitza. The chalitza she'ena me'ula ina puteres es hatzara k'mosh mi'arnu. And like the Rambam explained previously, anytime you have a chalitza that's, so to speak, deficient, does not release the other wives from their yibum obligation. And continuing on that, the Rambam says, virili, shekacha din, okay, b'shtei yivamos, habos yibayisecha. So the Rambam says that the halacha should follow by a case of where you have two yivamos, okay, two wives coming from the same house, let's say from Reuven. V'achas ben asura yivama, mishum shnia, o mechavi lovin, o mechavi asay, right? And one of them is usher to, to the yavam, because of any secondary erva iser, or mechai lovin, not the actual intrinsic erva. She'im chalitza asira, because if he just did chalitza to the one that's usher, lo hotritza rasa, right? That would not mean that the other wife, right, who's not usher through arayas, would be mater. Chalitza tzara, hotra asura. But if he did chalitza to the other woman, who's not an erva issue, that would potter the erva woman as well. Okay. And Lachi et al, if we're going to deal with the case of where no yibum or chalitza is required, but once again, we're going to go to a quick picture here, and the picture is, hold on. Sorry. Where are you? There it is. Okay. Okay. We did this case. Nope, not that one. That's one. Okay. So I have here, we have Reuven. Okay. We have Reuven. Reuven's married to Chagla. Shimon's married to Milcah. Okay. And again, in this case, two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, married to two sisters, Chagla and Milcah. Okay. We're going to get to in a second is that, let's say Shimon dies. That's the X over here. Now Milcah falls into Levi's lap to do Yibum. Okay. Let's see, he does Yibum to Milcah. Right. And now let's say, Reuven dies. Okay. So that's going to be the case that, Levi dies. Now the question is, what does Reuven do with Milcah and Miriam? Okay. So again, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, three brothers. Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters. In this case, Shimon's going to die first. I forgot when Chagla dies, but we'll see in a second. Shimon dies first. Milcah goes over to Levi. Now, in this case down here, now Levi's married to these two because he did Yibum. Let's say Levi dies. Now the question is going to be, what happens to, to Reuven? Okay. So, as you'll soon see. Okay, so halachi dav shlosha achin. Okay, so you have three brothers. Shnai mehen nisuin shtei achayos. So two are married to two sisters. Vashli shi nasli lenachers. And the third is married to Levi. Is married to a woman who's not related to the sisters. Okay, meis echad mibalei achayos. So now let's say Shimon dies. The yovem on nasli nachers es ishto. Levi, who's married to the non-related wife, right, of those sisters, marries Shimon's widow. V'akrach mesa ishtol shosheni. Then Reuven's wife dies. V'akrach mesa shlishi, right? And then Levi dies. Now v'naflu shtei nafsho v'fnei hasheni. Now these two wives, okay, fall in front of Reuven. Shein lo isha, right? Because remember, Reuven's wife died. Hare elu peturos min achalitza min yibam. They are not required to do chalitza yibam. Why? Ha'achas, right? So one, Mignesha Haisa Achos Ishto Bisha Shemes, Achib Arishon, Nesra, Nesra Allah the Olam, Mishum Ashes Ach, Kidin Ashes Achib, Shaloha Yabba Olamo, Benachos Mishum Sarasa. So basically, the main one is that since she was the sister of the wife at some point in time when the first brother died, now she's usher to him forever because the Ashes Ach, like any other case, Ashes Ach, and because she's off the hook, now the Nacharis, which is the non-related wife, would be off the hook also. So both these women in the situation would be putter from Yibum and Chalitza. Okay, Elachid Beis. Okay, these cases get a little easier now. V'chein Shnei Achin. Okay, so too, when two brothers and Sumer Shnei Achayos are married to two sisters, Omeis Echa Mehen. So now one of the brothers dies. V'acharkach Mesa Ishto Shal Sheni. And then afterwards, what it called, the wife of the second one dies. Hare zu asur olamis. She's usher forever, hol v'nesra l'abashah safila, because she was usher to the first guy once at the time of her husband's death. Aval megarish says ishto, but let's say the guy divorces his wife, ve'achzira, and then remarries her, umes, and then dies, hare zu mataras yavam. Then she would be able to be marry the yavam, ve'af bish hare nesra l'abashah achiv, v'shah shagirsha, even though she was usher during the time that her brother was alive because of the fact that she was divorced, Hare Chazur Lahatira, she goes back to becoming mutter again, Ugushames Achid Behatira Haisa Amedis. And when her brother died, she was in a state of being mutter. Okay, now the Rambam is going to switch into an Alachid Gimel, basically to the end of the parak, into the cases of katanas, women, girls who are underage, or are cases of deaf mutes, and women who are not mentally competent. So all variations of Yibum cases with this. Okay, Alachid Yigimel. Katana Shehisia Abiyah. Okay, let's say you have a young girl below 12 that her father married her off, the Girsha Baila, okay, and then the husband divorces her, Vechzira, and then remarries her, Umes, okay, and then he dies, Vedaini Katana. And this all takes place while she's still a Katana. Harezu Asura Liyavim, right? So now she can't do Yibum, Nesha Girushuha, Girushin Gemurim, because her divorce was a complete divorce. Why? Sherei avia hisia, because her father married her off. Vein chazarasa chazara gemura, but getting remarried isn't considered a complete remarriage. Shein kedushin katana, kedushin gemura, kumash garna, because as we know, the general clause is the kedushin done by katana is never considered a complete kedushin. Okay, lachi yadalid, simulei vehu adin, lemegarish pikeches v'nischarsha v'echzir v'meis. Let's say a guy marries a, what do you call it, a woman who is mentally competent, and then she becomes deaf mute, vechzira, and then what do you call it, he remarries her. Okay, so again, he divorced her, then remarries her in the state which is nischarsha, umes, and then he dies, v'nicha chereshes, right, she asura liyavim. And now basically, what do you call it, she is in a situation where, because she's chereshes, she's asur to yibum, and she doesn't do chalitza or yibum. Vitsaras katana zu, okay, any other woman who be married to this deceased, right, o chereshes o choletzetz, zu, excuse me, vitsaras katana zu, o chereshes zu, choletzetz o misavemes, right, but the tsara of the katana, let's say the other wife is not a katana or chereshes, then she would do chalitza or yibum, okay, so again, if there are two wives, one a katana, let's say, and one not, the other one would have to do chalitza in this case, or yibum. Vimech zira, but let's say, what it called, he remarries her kashi katana o chereshes. Let's say he remarries her while she's either katana or deaf mute, vigadla, but then she becomes what it called over the age of 12, or nispachla etzla, or she basically regains her senses, vakrakach meis, okay, and then he dies, harezu mataras yama. Then she'd actually be permitted to yibam, because now at the time of death, she's actually in a state where she could do yibam. Remember, if she's a katana chereshes, it's a problem. But if she recovers, let's say in the Chereshes case, she would be able to go ahead and do Yibum. Yeah, go ahead, Ron.
In the previous case, the Katana, who the father married off, and then she's divorced, and then he takes her back.
Right.
If Kedushin of a Katana is not a complete Kedushin, then what's the difference if he took her back or if it's just from the first one that the father did?
What's the difference if he one more time? I'm sorry.
In other
one
words,
time.
Why is it say why is it just the father does kedushin and then he dies? Why does he have to take it back?
Oh, because now you have a kedushin that's weak, a gerushin that's complete, and then another kedushin that's incomplete.
Yeah, but I'm saying
what's the extra step for?
What? Yeah,
that's a good question. I'm not sure. That's a good question. I'll double check that. That's a good question. I'm not sure why. I was running it also when I looked it over. Like, what does he need an extra step for? Good question. I'm not sure. Okay, lakatesva. Okay, now shnei achim. Okay, once again, we have two brothers, nisun l'shtei achayos. Now they're married to two sisters. Our favorite case: Reuven and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah. Hayu shtein katanos haruuyos l'mayin. Now let's say the two women, the two wives, okay, are able to do miyun on their marriages. Okay, so Rachel and Leah could do miyun to Reuven and Shimon, right? Oh, charashos, okay, or they are deaf mutes. Umeis echamehen, and now one of, let's say Reuven dies, okay? Teitze mishum achos isha, okay? So his wife, what happens? So if one of the brothers dies, so now what happens is that because it's a case of achos isha, but she's pater from chalitza and yibum. Now, how you achas gedolav achas katana? Let's say one of the sisters is older than 12, the one still underage, umes bal hakatana. Now the husband of the minor dies. Teitzei mishum achos isha. Then what do you call? There's no idea of yibum whatsoever because of achos isha. Now mace baal hagadola. Now here's the key. Let's say the husband of the older wife dies. Okay, melamden es a katana shetemayin bebaila. Then we teach the katana to be ma'ayin, to do mion on her husband, right? V'tia gedola zumataras yama. And once the katana does yibum, now the gedola would be allowed to do yibum to the remaining brother. Okay, lachat zayin. Now shnei achin. Okay, now we have the brothers. Shnei achin chereshin. Okay, now let's say two brothers who are deaf mute. Nisun the shtei achayos pikachos acharashos. Right. Let's say they're married to either two mentally competent sisters or two deaf mute sisters. Oh, achas pikachas v'achas chereshes. Or one of the sisters is mentally competent, the other one's not. The other one's deaf mute. V'chein shtei achayos chereshos. Let's say also if you have two sisters that are deaf mute. Nisuos the shnei achin pichin, married to two brothers who are of sound mind, o cherishin, or both deaf mute, o echa bikeach vecha cherish, or one is of sound mind and one is deaf mute, umes echa mehen, okay? And one of the brothers dies, okay? Ishto petura mina chalitza mina yibum, right? So now the remaining wife is pater from chalitza and yibum, mishum achos ishto, because again, it's achos, the sister of the wife. Sharei ein nisui echa mehen nisui gemur. Because what we say is not because of these deficiencies, so to speak, none of the nisui were ever considered to be complete nisui. Okay, alachi zayin. Now shnei achin, one more time, two brothers, echad pikeach ve'echad cheresh. Of course, Reuven, let's say, is of sound mind, Shimon is deaf mute. Nisuin l'shtei achayos that are married to two sisters, pichos o achas cheresh achas pikeches. Right, and let's say they're two sisters. Let's make it simple. Both of them are of sound mind. And it turns out the woman of sound mind is married to the guy of sound mind. Okay, okay. Meis hacheresh. Okay, when the let's say what it called when the mentally when the to the deaf mute dies, teitze ishto mishum achos isha. So she's off the hook because of achos isha. Meis hapikeach. Okay, so again, remember we have one brother is pikeach, one's cheresh. When the pikeach dies, ho v'nisui pikeach shemeis nisun gemurin. Now, since the pikeach is married to the pikeches, and that means it's a complete marriage, okay? V'zika ze'acheresh gemura, and the tie to the deaf mute is complete. V'nisui acheresh in nisun gemurin, but the marriage of the deaf mute to deaf mute is not complete. Harizim motis ishto beget, so therefore he'd have to divorce his wife with a get. Why? Meisha achoso zekuka lo, because the sister is tied to him. But the wife of the brother, so to speak, of the wife of the brother who's a pikeach, asur la'olam. She's actually asur forever. He can never have relations with her because she's a sister. And you can't do chalitza because she's a cherish. So you're trapped in this situation because of the case. Yeah, Ron, please have mercy on me.
Now, if he were to be over and keep his first wife, what would be the level of Isser that he would be violating?
Because it wasn't Gemurin? That's a good question.
Also because she's only a Zakuka, she's a Zakuka. She's not,
right.
You
Bivat on that say? I don't know. I guess, it's a good question. I'm not sure. Another good question. Okay. So, Lachi Yudchas, the Rambam takes a breather for a second. He says, the love of Gozu Chachamim, she yotzi zeacheresh ishto hachereshes. Okay. So why is it now in the above case that the deaf mute who's married to the deaf mute woman, why must he divorce her in the above situation? Vehina ina b'nei chiyuv, right? And they're not really chayiv mitzvos, right? Ella harei hein kekatan. They're really like a katan, right? Ochel nevelos, like a katan who, let's say, eats nevela. Shame Bezdin, mitzvah lafisho. Bezdin's not chayiv to prevent them from engaging in such a thing. Meaning they're pater from mitzvos. So I'm rechachamim. Imteshev ishto imo, because if we let the wife of the deaf mute remain married to him, nimseis achosa nosos lazar, then the other woman, the sister will marry another guy. The yomer, and of course, people will say, of course, niftra mishamachos isha, she's freed from yibum mechalitza because she's the sister of the avam's wife. Lefikach motzi acheresh ishto beget, that's why we, in order to make sure this incorrect assumption arises, what do we do? we force the cheresh to divorce his wife, beget kadesh tia chosa surulala. And this way, the sister will always be for us or to him. So I'm not sure, it's interesting that this, I mean, it sounds like a far-reaching assumption, but because of this potential assumption, that's why Chazal enacted this halacha. So too, halacha yitzes, v'chein shnei achen pichin nisun l'shtei achayos. So too, now you have two brothers who are mentally competent, married to two sisters, one's a pikeches and one is a chereshes, one is mentally competent and one's a deaf mute, meis bala chereshes. Now the husband of the chereshes dies, teithim mishum achosisha. So now she's free of Yibum because of Achosisha. Meis ba'al bekeches, but let's say the husband of the woman who is of sound mind, motzis isha chereshes beget, then he'd have to go ahead and divorce the wife of the one married to the chereshes must get divorced. That's eishesacha bechalitza. And then chalitza done to eishesacha. Why? Meishu pikeach. Because since he is a pikeach, yochol lachlitz, and he can go ahead and do chalitza. So his status means that chalitza can still take place. Halacha chaf. Now shnei achen, two brothers, echa pikeach vecha cheresh. Okay, so one is pikeach, one's cheresh. Vecheresh nosui shtei nashim. Okay, now the cheresh, the deaf mute guy, is married to two women, pichos. Right now they're both of sound mind. However, haachas men erva ala pikeach. Okay. But now one of the wives would be an erva on the one of the brothers, who's the pikeach, and now the cheresh brother dies. Okay, so again, Reuven, let's say, is a pikeach. Shimon's a cheresh. Shimon happens to be married to two women, right? One of those women, would be usher to Reuven. Okay, and now Shimon dies. Shteim pturas al kopan. Okay, both women are off the hook completely of yibum chalitza. Okay. Now, im nisuei erva nisuin, okay? Let's say the marriage of the woman usser, okay, is considered a marriage. Harayashniya tsarasa, uptura, right? Then the second one would be considered, would be pater. They may nisuei erva nisuin, and if that nisu of erva would not be considered nisuin, kaklo yu nisuei tsarasa nisuin, then also the marriage of the other wife would not be considered nisuin either. So that's what makes them off the hook. Yelach of aleph. Let's say the guy's daughter, for example, is deaf mute, and she is married to his brother, Apikeach. Then Sarasa Choletzes, then the other wife you do Chalitza to, Velobus Yavemes, Shani Sue Chereshes Gemurin. Because as we've seen all along, the marriage to a Chereshes is not considered complete. And finally, the Rama ends off with the one off here, Kol Makom Shemarno Bilchos Elu, Shtei Achayos Echad. So when the Rambam uses the term two sisters, it doesn't only mean two sisters, all right? That's just the normal case. Well, I don't know if that's the right word to use, but the normal case, okay. Rather, it could also mean, for instance, a wife and a daughter, or what do you call it? Or a wife and a granddaughter, okay? What's the idea here is that two women, as long as one of them is an erva to the other. You can't marry both because of erba. Also, too, every time it says the sister of the wife of the yavam, o achos yivimto, echad achoso o imo bita, it doesn't necessarily mean that the sister, it could mean the mother or daughter. Erba is really a category, and these relatives, we use achos as the regular example, but it could mean any other karova as well. Okay, one more parak to go. So we'll finish off Yibum tomorrow, and then we'll start Nara Basula. Have a good day.